Direct from Music City, this is the Campfire Cafe on the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network.
In the middle of the night, I hear a cornfield cow cry about the moon. No matter what sky I'm laying under, in the eye of a hurricane, when I got one foot in the grave, I'll dig my boots into the dirt.
Wild Flowers and Wild Horses to start things off this Thursday. From Nashville, Tennessee, I'm your host, Gary Holt, and I introduce this lady for the very first time as my co-host on January the 8th. So she was in Santa Clarita, California at that time, but she's joining us today from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
I am here, and it's snowing. What's it doing in Nashville?
It is sunny. It is sunny and cold. I got out this morning, and it was 28 degrees when I took the dogs out the first time around. So how you doing, my friend?
Well, I'm doing great. You know, we were chatting just before the show about, you know, different things that have happened over the 8 years. And you asked me a question and I said, well, the funniest thing so far is the fact that this morning I had to download Skype on another computer. We were having feedback from my microphone and And we're starting today in a way that we'll never forget, Mr. Holt.
we will never forget this. But anyway, it has been a great ride. And for folks that are just tuning in, we're going to say goodbye to Bobby Bell today. But we have several people that are special guests today that are going to be joining us to talk a little bit about Bobby and share their music. And we're going to kick things off with our first guest. Who's that going to be, Miss Bell?
Mary Kay Holt is standing by.
All right. We'll be talking with Mary Kay in just a moment. And then we've got a couple of more special guests that will be joining us, Mr. Jim Jones and Belinda Gale. But you're listening today on the Campfire Cafe on the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network. When we come back, we'll be talking with Mary Kay Holt today on Campfire Cafe.
Turn up the string boards and air and rising up your bow. Turn the soundboard on righty and turn the lights way down low. These are hard, hard times, and folks are coming head and high. Let it go, let it go. So dance all built in 1910. These pine wood planks have seen a whole lot of dancing since then. Been through two world wars, years of drought, and the Great Depression. So put your best boots on and we'll play your song. We've been through hard times before, we can do it again. Come on down and shake some grin. Move a little closer. Take it on back. Shimmy a sister, show those cowboys where it's at. Texas twirl,
shake some
free. That pretty little girl,
shake some free.
Hold on, honey, we'll dance till the sun comes up again. That bass is thumping, this joint is jumping. Folks from town and the county all around, every walk of life and every station. We've got bills to pay, but baby, not today. This is a Saturday night salvation. So put your best boots on and we'll play a song. Cause when your life comes unhinged, you can come on down and shake some fringe. Move a little closer.
Shake some fringe.
Take it on back.
Shake some fringe.
Shimmy it, sister. Show those cowboys where it's at.
Shake some fringe.
Give a Texas twirl.
Shake some fringe.
To that pretty little girl.
Shake some fringe.
Hold on, honey, we're dancing.
Take some free.
Shimmy it just to show those cowboys where it's at.
Revenge, one of my very favorite songs out of her collection. And if you have seen me around very much, you know that I happen to absolutely love fringe. I think a woman can't have too much fringe or too much bling. What do you think, Mary Kay?
I totally agree. For sure. Oh, my goodness.
Gosh.
Well, we're delighted to have you joining us and starting off this this very special hour. You know, when I get thinking back, Mary Kay, over time, you and I have shared a stage together more than once. We hosted you, I think, at least three times on the SCV-TV concert series. I've seen you at house concerts, and I've sort of seen your career from the very, very beginning all the way up to the recent house concert in Santa Fe with Gone with the West. And it feels so special to have ridden along with you through all that time. Thank you for allowing me to come along.
Oh, are you kidding? It's, you know, this is what makes Western music so special. It's really a family. And I love that. And, you know, today is such a special radio hour because we're really celebrating your contribution, Bobby Jean, to Western music and to the Campfire Cafe. And Gary and I have had fun, you know, with our remembrances of some of the fun and memorable moments here on this show. And Gary brought up a memory that just has me laughing. Gary, what was your memory that you wanted to talk about today?
Oh, my goodness. Hi, darling. How are you, by the way? Hey, I want to apologize. As we started the show, we were not having technical problems. I just get emotional thinking about Bobby being her last show. But, one of the fun things was when Mary Kay and I decided to make the announcement that we were getting married. And that was on the air, and we featured her new album, Frontier. And there were a lot of people that already thought something was going on, so we decided to just announce it on the air. And and I was going on about Mary Kay and our relationship, and she was not responding at all.
There was just silence
just dead silence. And Bobby, bless her heart, she was just trying to keep things going because I'd just be quiet waiting for Mary Kay, and there would be nothing. And
yeah,
Bobby just kept
the whole
thing. You were
proclaiming your love for me, and then there was just silence from my side. It took me, it felt like 5 minutes for me to figure it out, but my phone was on mute.
Right.
So. Yeah, it was crazy.
I think in that moment.
We never made it without Bobby.
You're really too kind. I think in that moment, I really understood the term dead air. You know, and in radio, you don't really want it. And we've had times of technical glitches, and we're going to have them today. I mean, that's just part of things. But that really was dead air.
Oh, it was hilarious afterwards.
It was equivalent of being left at the altar. Really.
Yeah.
I mean, radio equivalent of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I felt she's changed her mind, and she just is backed out and disappeared. So.
And I'm just thinking, how do we move forward? Okay, should I tell him to play a song and then we'll figure out what her problem is? Or what should we do, you know?
Gosh. But anyway, that's one of the things over the years that I'll always remember about Bobby, and she was just kind of carrying us along. I mean, really just helping us out for that period of time.
For sure.
And she'll always be a precious memory. Say, I know.
And Bob.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I just want to, I mean, thinking about Bobby, a couple of things I just want to make sure I mention is that Bobby is one of those women that I always want to see what she's wearing. You know, I always look forward to seeing Bobby because I know I'm going to love her clothes. And I love talking to her about clothes. You know, what brand is that jacket? And, you know, she's one of my favorite people for that. And then another thing I love about Bobby is her love for Jim and Jim's love for Bobby, her husband. Mm-hmm. And I had a hard first marriage in a lot of ways. And so I remember Bobby telling me that Jim would bring her a rose every day. And I remember thinking to myself, that's the kind of love I want in my life. And I think it was examples like you and Jim that really brought Gary and I together, because we recognized that we had that kind of love for each other. And
you don't get a rose. You don't get a rose every day, darling. You don't get a rose.
I don't get a rose every day. But no. I know Gary Holt loves me every day, and it's just precious. And the other thing that I just love about you, Bobby Jean, is that you are able to pivot and in an emergency. And that has been such a gift on this show, because I remember one time Gary was having trouble with technical difficulties, and he really handles the equestrian side of the second half of the show, but you got left to do that side of the show by yourself with an equestrian guest. And I just thought, oh, she's a trooper.
Well, you know, you have to prepare because you just don't know. So anybody out there listening that has an idea that you would love to have your own show, and I say go for it, or you'd love to have a chance to work on a show, you just have to be prepared because you don't know what's coming your way. And I would do a lot of prep for Saddle Up because I don't know horses. And I don't know the equestrian world, so I really would have to study. And I was so grateful that particular time that I had all my notes in front of me, and I had their website up, and like I was like, okay, I just have to ask a couple good open-ended questions, and the guests will just run through the door. I don't, you know.
Oh, gosh. Well, you've always been
Bobby
great
Jean,
at that.
Bobby Jean, have you learned a lot about the equestrian world at 7 years doing this program?
I have learned that there is a lot I don't know, and that it is a world of magic, and that the people that are in the world, the equestrian community, you are all really special, and there is a bond between members of the community and their horse friends that is unlike anything in any other part of the world that we live in, and that it needs to be protected, it needs to be supported, it needs to be revered, it needs to be encouraged, and of course Gary does all of that, especially with his work with Mustangs, but I recognize now a whole piece of community that I really am still an outsider to, but I recognize it and I honor it. And I also just know horses are really big, and I'm really old. And when you're on top of one, it looks a long way down.
Gosh. Well, it has been fun. Mary Kay, you have a daughter that you've got to pick up at the airport.
I do.
And we're looking forward to seeing Cece. So she's supposed to be getting there in about 10 minutes. So you better take off.
I'm going to be leaving you, but I just want for Bobby Jean to know how much she's loved by Gary and I and by our radio listening audience and by the Western community as well. You are a bright light among women, Bobby Jean Bell. Wow. And I love you.
Thank you, Mary Kay. Love you too.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
All right, we're all going to get emotional here. So, Mary Kay is headed off to pick up our daughter. We have another guest who's very special that's going to be joining us. But right now, we have been privileged to play a very special song from his brand new album, and that is Learning to Let Go by Mr. Jim Jones. We're going to listen to this song and come back in just a moment on the Campfire Cafe.
sitting on top of the roping pin. He was alive and fierce and full of hope as he dropped his loop on that white-faced calf, got drug around holding his rope. After 8 turns round the snubbing post and all the cowboys yelling, whoa, it occurred to the boy it might be all right to go ahead and just let go. Learning to let go, that's the hardest thing to do when holding tight seems like the right thing, 'cause you're scared for what you lose. But you're not giving up or quitting. When the time is right, you'll know it's just another lesson, is learning to let go. Her first horse was a little groomy mare. Her dad helped her get astride. Then he ran along holding the lead rope. He was there when she learned to ride. Now she's headed off for college, back to things a few weeks ago. And dad looks at his little girl through his tears, wonders how he'll ever let go. Learning to let go, that's the hardest thing to do when holding tight seems like the right thing, 'cause you're scared for what you lose. But you're not giving up or quitting. When the time is right, you'll know it's just another lesson, this learning to let go. She can't remember him anymore. The doctors say it'll get worse. How long she's got, nobody knows. Now the toughest thing he'll ever face is learning to let her go. Learning to let go, that's the hardest thing to do when holding tight seems like the right thing, 'cause you're scared for what you lose. But you're not giving up or quitting. When the time's right, you'll know it's just another lesson, this learning to let go. This learning to let go.
Jim Jones, a brand new song from a album that'll be released any day now. The album is Storyteller, Tales from the West, and the song was Learning to Let Go. I have a little intro for Jim, like I always have, but I'm actually going to go off script. Jim Jones has been such an important part of my husband and my life, my husband Jim and I. We have known Jim since the very beginning of our interest in Western music. I can't even go back and figure out what year it was. And he's been along for the ride with us through, of course, this program many times, the Writer's Block radio show where he was a guest. He was featured on the SCV TV Presents the Out West concert series more than once. He's been with us at the Buckaroo Bookshop at the Santa Clarita Cowboy Festival. when we moved to Albuquerque and we were really wanting to try to start something in our home, small house concert gym was the very first one. We did a living room session, and it was really special. We can't think about Western music and the people that we know and come to love without having Jim Jones as part of that top whatever number that would be. And Jim, we're just delighted to have you with us today and to be premiering a couple of songs from this new album. How special that is.
Well, I appreciate that. I didn't know y'all were going to lead off with that one right after you guys got all sloppy and sentimental and everything, and then played that song. And so that,
yeah, I mean, it was kind of hard for listening to Let It Go, you know, after letting Bobby go after 8 years. But
I know.
Yeah. I said, Jim, pick out a song. Just pick out a song and send it to me. And so he did, and it happened to be that one, Learning to Let Go.
Yep.
Hey, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. Happy New Year, you guys.
Well, Happy New Year to you, and it's kind of interesting because, you know, we brought you on to talk about Bobby, and she just said more about you than I think I've heard her say about anybody ever, you know.
Well, and I really appreciate that. It's been a pleasure knowing Bobby and Jim all these years. I tried to figure out how long it's been, and I couldn't either. I don't know. It goes way, way, way back. And
it does, yeah. Yeah. So take a moment. Now, did you say that this was – is this co-write, that song with Alan? You want to take a moment, though, and just – yeah. Tell us a little about the song and a little bit about the album, Jim.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to do that. It's funny about how songs develop. Alan and his wife, Katie, and Susan and I we went on a fishing trip. We were in southern Colorado on the Dolores River, and – so we'd been antagonizing the fish all day, and we got home, and Alan said, I got an idea for a song, and it was kind of a funny idea that he had about, you know, figuring out when it's time to let go of something. And that first verse about the little boy who's five who gets strung around by the calf is absolutely true. That was Alan. That was a real thing out of his life. So we talked about that, and then I started thinking about, well, you know, that's when he's 5 years old. We can kind of take this through the life cycle, essentially. And so then we did the second verse. It's a little westernized version of me and my daughter about when she went off to college and how hard that is. And, you know, that was that part. And then the last part is kind of thinking about the latter part of our lives. And part of what, you know, I get real choked up on that one because I have a dear friend who just lost her husband to Alzheimer's, and it's just such a difficult thing. And but it's life, you know. And so
it's
that's kind of how that all came to be. Merle Brigante produced the album; it was amazing. His wife Sarah Pierce was sang the harmony on that one and some other songs as well. Oh gosh, she did such a wonderful job. So, but it is, I called it Storyteller, Tales from the West. There's a bunch of songs on there that are about people that you've never heard of, but you should. There's one about a freed slave who became known as the Mustanger in Texas because he was such an amazing person with wild horses. And there's a story I wrote, I wrote that one with Mariam, and then I wrote one with Andy Renfrey about, it's called Tough Enough, and it's about the first female to own a cattle ranch in the panhandle of Texas. There's obviously lots of women were ranch wives, but she owned it. Her husband died, and she had the ranch, and she made a go of it. And she was tough enough. And so there's just stories like that, and then some funny stuff and some other tearjerkers. So it's some contemporary stuff, historical stuff, but it was fun.
Well, that's great. So when will the album be out? Because I happened to notice a post that you posted yesterday on Facebook about they were in the boxes being shipped somewhere. So when will this be available?
Well, according to UPS, I checked the email earlier this morning. It says it's out for delivery. So
okay.
It to get to, right. to my front porch. We're counting on our ever alert security, Ruby, our dog, to let us know. Yeah, she when somebody comes to the door, she is convinced they are here to pet her, and so it's not like she's a guard dog. And she's like, oh, there's somebody here to pet me. Let me in. Let them in. So let me know when they're here.
All right, we'll look forward to that. Well, have you got a real quick story that you can tell about Bobby Bell? Anything that you'd like to say about this lady is...
Yes, I don't know how quick it'll be because there's so much to say. You're asking me if I have any funny stories. I think the funniest thing is kind of a theme with Bobby. It's, you know, I'll get up in the morning and get my coffee and sit down and check my email, and I'll say, oh, look, there's an email from Bobby. And then I'll look at it, and it was sent at 2 in the morning. She doesn't sleep.
Yes,
I don't know what to make of that. It's a little disturbing, but she just works so hard. And so I just thinking about it makes me want to take a nap. It's inspirational. But the things I would say about Bobby, and I was listening to what Mary said, and, you know, everything she said is so true, but Bobby's got an infectious laugh. She's always upbeat and positive. She's one of the hardest working people I know. She prepares for her shows. She's very creative. She always has, you know, more than just slapping stuff together. She has themes and really is careful about what she puts out there, because I think she's trying to, much like you, Gary, trying to let people who might not know that much about the West learn about it and learn about, you know, the passion that we have, those of us who live here, for that whole life and the history and everything. Another thing about Bobby is, and I've worked with her on bunches of projects, so putting on shows and different events and stuff, she not only works hard, but she's very modest. I mean, she's always willing to let somebody else take the credit. Maybe to a fault, she probably needs to take more credit because she sure deserves it. And, I, you know, more than anything, she's a genuinely nice person. I'm just so proud to have her as a friend, and for Susan and I to have her and Jim as good friends to just to hang out with and just enjoy life, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I could go on, but I won't.
Yeah, it has been such a joy to have her for the last 8 years be part of the Campfire Cafe and Saddle Up America as well, as we were talking about a little bit earlier. So I think she's – have you got your Briar Horse yet, or are you still waiting on that, Bobby?
I don't have a Briar Horse yet.
All right.
A few little horses, but I don't have a Briar Horse.
All right. Well, Jim Jones, we appreciate you being with us today. We appreciate you sharing this new music. We've got another special guest that is waiting to come on and visit with us. So I think we're going to go ahead and share a song from her called Granite Mountain. And that special
Great
guest
song.
Is Miss Belinda Gale. So we'll be back and talk with her in just a moment on the Campfire Cafe. Jim, thanks for being with us today. We appreciate you.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Thank you, Jim.
Oh, my pleasure. Absolutely.
It rises up from the valley floor, covered with rocks and so much more. Lurk between the junipers and boulders. Mountain lion, prickly pear, there is danger, be aware. And don't forget to look back over your shoulder. Bobcat, snake, and javelina, even if you haven't seen a one. They're like whispers in the shadow. The beauty, it will mesmerize, but don't forget those wary eyes. Always creeping there in the hollows. Granite Mountain, oh, the silhouette we know so well. fear, lost now in the mist, nothing but story. If you listen with your spirit pounding feet, you'll almost hear it now, forevermore, part of her glory. Abandoned cabin in the saddle, someone there once tried to straddle life between the old and the new way. Some say golden cattle drew them, all we know, the mountain threw them off, nothing left but the wild strays. Granite Mountain, oh, the silhouette we know so well. Granite Mountain, sometimes you are heaven, sometimes you are hell. If you stay too long on the mountain in the weather, it can change upon a dime, and it will catch you every time. Snow in winter, monsoons in the summer. Earth that smokes and fire blazing down the mountainside, raging every living thing consumed before it. Blurry plains at treetop flying, hotshot crews are bravely fighting to defend our home and our forest. Treasured beauty, don't forget your cowboy duty. Leave this mountain just the way you found her. But ride her with the watchful eye, hear rustling wind, watch eagle fly. Be mindful of the dangers that have found here. Granite Mountain, oh, the silhouette we know so well. Granite Mountain,
Granite Mountain. And as you listen to the music on today's show, we are getting stories. And that's one of the wonderful things about Western music, how much a story is part of the lyric. And Belinda, I'm so delighted to have you with us today. I have an intro, but I'm going to go off script again. And I'm just going to say that, just like with Jim and Mary Kay, I can't think of Western music and my husband Jim and our boots on the ground in Western music all of these years without knowing that you have been a part of that from way back when we first began to go to Western music events and learn who's who and what's up. And there's nothing like Belinda walking in a room. You can just see the lights come on. There is a smile, and you can hear that laugh. And even under her beautiful hats, there's twinkling eyes. And it's like all is right with the world. Belinda Gale is here.
Oh,
and I've always
you're kind.
Felt that. Yeah,
oh,
we've done concerts together. We've done interviews on this show many times. I've seen you perform, of course, regularly at IWMA events. And you're just, you know, you co-hosted with Gary, Blessed Trails. And mm-hmm. So you, too, have had a part in the radio world. And I just feel like we're kind of sisters in a way.
We so are. I'm glad you said that because I'm old. That's why I've been around for a long time.
I'm the one that's old.
This is too kind. Thank you, Bobby. That's very sweet.
I was just thinking while you were talking about that, Bobby, about the fact that Belinda did Blessed Trails for a couple of years with us. And the very first time that we did the convention in Albuquerque, the Western Music Association, Belinda was doing the remote. And I've got a picture somewhere where you came in and you sat down and joined her.
We had a blast. We both had on our headsets. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It
was right now. My husband was going and grabbing people and dragging them over to talk to us.
That's right. Yes. That is right. But it was hilarious. It was a great time.
There's a vivid memory that I have, Belinda, of a phone call. And my phone rang. And I answered, "Out West, it's always a great day out West. How can I help you?" And this voice on the other end of the phone said, Is this out West? It's like, "Yes, it is. Well, I need some help. I'm getting married and I'm looking for some clothing." and I thought, this voice is so familiar. I'm like, "Oh, well, we can help you with that. Well, who am I? Well, this is Belinda Gale." It's like, "Oh my gosh. And what fun that you and Bob included us in just a little snippet of your lives and of that really special time that we had together, as you kind of picture Trousseau. Really, really fun.
Oh, well, that's just part of our time together. You went so far and above and beyond helping me with that. I mean, that's one of my favorite memories with you is that, I mean, we didn't know each other. I mean, I knew of you, you know of me, but we really didn't know each other at that point. And my goodness, I mean, I told you that the certain designer I had discovered on, I mean, I don't want to sound highfalutin because it's just like this particular person's clothes I was attracted to. And I loved that they were feminine, but yet still Western, blah, blah, blah. And so I said, "I'm really looking for something from her if she has something appropriate." And you're like, "Oh, well, let me see what I can do." Before I even got turned around good, you had an appointment set up at the designer's home. And she took me into her home and brought out racks and racks of clothes and would go through stuff here. Try this one on. And I'm just like, "Is this for real?" I mean, I'm like, I can't even believe this is happening right now. And so it was just amazing. So that whole getting ready for my wedding and all of that, you were just such an intricate part of that. And that was such a precious memory. And you just made it so much more special than it would have been had I worked with anybody else. So I will never forget that.
That was so fun. Yeah, that was very fun. You just never know. You just always answer your phone and be ready for whatever is on the other end of the line.
That's right. And you know, that's one of the things I love about Western music is that all of the performers, and I'm sure you can attest to this, Bobby, is I don't know of any performer that's gotten like phrase above their raisin. You know what I mean? It's like
it's just super.
That's what I love about this genre. That's why you probably could have made a lot more money in other genres and blah, whatever. But I mean, just the camaraderie, the family. You really feel like you're building family everywhere you go, and everybody's down to earth. They're accessible. I mean, that's one of my joys is just talking with the fans and hanging out with the fans and. And so it's just, but that permeates our entire genre. It's not just me. Everybody. It's just, I love it. And I love how hard both of you work to get this music out to new audiences and the people that may not be familiar with Western. I just was talking with somebody earlier this morning and they said, they were introducing me to somebody else and they said, "Oh, Belinda's a country Western singer." I'm like, "Well, I'm a Western singer, not a..." They're like, "There's a difference?" I mean, you know, the gazillion times we've had to explain that. And they're like, "Wow, we learned something today." Too fun.
Yes.
That's
wonderful,
our elevator speech, right? Don't we all have this elevator speech now about the difference between country and Western?
Gosh. Absolutely.
Yep. We could just talk the whole time, Gary. You know how we
Well, I'm just kind of sitting back and enjoying this thing. So you guys have known each other a long time if she helps you with
we
your
have.
Wedding to Bob.
Yes,
but,
yeah. We've been
do you
doing
have
for
do you have any
years, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any interesting stories about Bobby that you might want to share that come to mind?
I got a little piece of Mary Kay's and then I had to leave, but then I listened to everything that was being said. And I hate to go like that, but no particular stories. I mean, my wedding story, that was my biggest story, because that's my biggest individual
well,
memory
story.
With her. It is. But I mean, when I went to sing in there, when they had their brick and mortar store in California, and I went to sing in that little store, I mean, all the work, oh my goodness. They literally cleared out their store and set up chairs to set up this concert, and they did this routinely. Then if you find mm-hmm. you ended up moving over to that little theater at some point then, which made a lot more sense, but I mean, because it was just so much work for you guys. But and this woman always has a smile on her face. I mean, I don't care what's going on in her life. If she has heavy stuff going on, nobody knows it because she's always smiling. Always just no matter what you ask her to do, she has amazing ideas. I so loved serving on the board with you, Bobby, and I'm so just sad that you're not going to be on the board of the Western Music Association any longer. The international board, because we do a lot of work, a lot of hours, a lot of sacrifice is involved in being on that board. So I totally understand that, you know, there's a time when you have to step away. I've been on there like 18 years, so I need to be thinking about that myself. But
it's been a long time
for me. But I mean, good grief. She just, her brain works so, I don't know, outside the box. Bobby is very outside the box in her thinking, because we're like chugging along on this path, you know, trying to hash out some issue or something with the board. And Bobby's just like, well, let me take a little, maybe a different perspective, or let me offer this. And it's just like, she goes in there like, whoa, I never even thought about that. And so she's just so amazing with the way her brain works. And I just love her. I'm going to miss you so much being on that board. I just really so am. But we are very dear friends. We have been. We just bonded through that whole wedding experience, and we've been very dear friends ever since, and we always will be. So it's just such an honor and pleasure to have you as a friend. And I know Gary's going to so miss having you as his friend.
Well, I will. I will. And I'm going to try not to get emotional like I did to get the show started today. But you know, I'm going to tell you ladies something, because I think you were the first two to know that Mary Kay and I were getting married. I think the first two people I let know about that
were both.
Yeah.
And we never talked about it, Belinda, you and I, though, did we? No, we just knew, but we never talked about it.
Because they asked us, they wanted to keep it under wraps. And you
That's right.
And if you're talking to anybody about it, you're not honoring your friendship.
That's right.
You both are very special to Mary Kay and myself. And but one of the things that I think people are going to miss about Bobby is the fact that, you know, we have won two Western Music Association Radio Programs of the Year awards here. And one of the things that I'm really honored about, I appreciate that. One of the things that I'm so appreciative of is the fact that those are the last 2 years that the vote was done by the membership. And so that is extremely special to me that the members felt like we were so deserving of that. But the thing that people are going to miss, two things that people are going to miss most about Bobby, is her lengthy introductions. And I know Doug Green is really going to miss this, because you remember, Bobby, he said Eddie Stubbs
of
the Grand Ole Opry would do his eulogy, but if Eddie was gone, Bobby was next. And so, so that was
She's so thorough.
That's right. And the next thing is going to be that laugh.
Laugh.
That is something that people will really miss.
Absolutely. Even if you're in a bad mood, you can't help but laugh when she laughs.
That's right. That is right. Well, Belinda, we love you, and we appreciate you coming on. And I learned something. I had no idea about the influence that she had on your wedding attire. But we look forward to having you back. We look forward to having you back again. And even though Bobby's not going to be here, we look forward to having you come back and join
I'll
us
still
again
come
on
anyway.
Campfire Cafe. There you go.
Campfire Cafe, never.
There you go. Well, we want to close out this segment with a beautiful song. Bobby and I were talking about this before the show started. We're going to play Shenandoah. And Bobby, what was it you told me about Belinda's version?
I said that in my iTunes library, I probably have 20, 25 versions, and yours is always the go-to. There isn't another version, and there are some lovely ones. There isn't another version.
There are.
That is Shenandoah like you do. And it takes my breath away. I hear you. You did it live in our concerts, and I've heard you do it many times, and it is the most special version of this song ever.
Oh, Bobby, thank you. I appreciate that so much. And I love that you chose that song because, I mean, it's so cool to do things a cappella. You're kind of out there on a limb because there's no wiggle room for mistakes.
Yeah.
But it's just such a classic, beautiful, old song. And that's, again, part of the thing we try to do is keep the old alive with the new. You know, we don't want to lose our heritage. And so it's just one of those classic songs that I feel like it just kind of sings itself. I'm just along for the ride. Thank you.
It is a beautiful version. It is from the album Granite Mountain. And we've been talking with Belinda Gale. We'll be back in just a moment for more with Miss Bobby Bell today on the Campfire Cafe.
Gonna miss you, Bobby. Gonna miss you, baby.
Love you. Love you.
Thanks, Belinda.
Bye bye.
Oh, Shenandoah, I long to hear you
across the wide
Linda Gale, Shenandoah. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Well, Bobby, you know, you did a couple of your last introductions on the show today. Even though you do, even though you did go off script a little bit. Even though you did go off script.
I did. I did go off script a lot.
Oh, gosh. But, you know, it's you know, I could have had a whole lot more people on the show to talk about you. And we've only got so much time to do that.
Right.
So I kind of had to limit it just a little bit. But you have brought so many people to the table over these 8 years that you've introduced me to, and we've introduced to our worldwide audience. And that's kind of special. And when I was talking a little bit ago about the fact that you and Belinda were especially special to me and Mary Kay, I wasn't kidding about that. And we kind of ran through some of the songs kind of quickly because we had our guests that were waiting to come on. But one of the songs that was special to Mary Kay and myself is a song called Wyoming Woman, Montana Man. And I want to go back and listen to that and then come back and talk a little bit more about what you have meant to this show over the last 8 years. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Campfire Cafe.
Well, the hearts are turning, made this man as wise as he was old. And words don't come easy, but his eyes are the windows to his soul. His life was like a wheel rolling over and over again, till that woman drove in and she railed him like a wild western wind. Wyoming woman, kept driving, but Billings is where she ran out of gas. They say hope remains when all the stubborn pride in you is gone. Yeah, she was down like a stone that's been thrown, but she was dead down. With her braid like a rope down her back, he thought, man, I'd be a fool not to stop and help a gal that looks like that. He said, can I help you? She said, well, I've been helped by men like you enough, but I guess it's all right if you can carry me to town in that truck. She wore a flat-brimmed hat and her boots were the buckaroo style. And she knew from his truck this cowboy had been lost for a while. Aw, he didn't talk much, but his dark eyes just blew her away. And as they rolled into Billings, she knew that this is where the cowboy would stay. Wyoming woman, Montana.
I'm just sitting here thinking about the research that you've done for all of these guests that have been on the show, and particularly for Saddle Up America. I mean, it's like there's some of these guys that have been on the show that just think the world of you and have already been missing you because you left Saddle Up America a couple of months ago. But but you have done so much research, and Jim was talking about that, I guess, a little bit earlier, about how thoroughly you research things and study things. And where did that come from?
Well, I have three file boxes now. I have every set list, and stapled to it is the introduction, and then all and any pages of research that I did pulling off the internet or, you know, being on people's websites or wherever I found, whatever I found, that I would then use as the basis for the intro. And I have it back to the very first show. And I find sometimes, you know, like if we have Mark Bolander on again, it's like, oh, we've had him before. Let me find the research I did the last time. And then I might go to the website to see what's new or what's changed or, you know. So I do the research because that's a really good question, Gary. I see this show as such a significant platform for our guests. And you have created a worldwide, you put up numbers, 1.1 million listeners around the world. And they might be tuning in for a first time. And the intro might be long. I know they were sometimes long. But in my mind, it's like, but people listening have never heard of this person before. And
that's
we have limited time with them. We're going to ask them great questions, so we will feel like they've gotten to share their story or share the story behind their songs or behind their equestrian world that they live in. But it's still limited. And so I always hope that the intro will help a listener get ready and kind of warm up for what's going to follow. And I don't know where that comes from, except I've always taken it seriously. Before I met you, I was blessed to be on a show in Santa Clarita's local radio station called Around the Barn. And
I remember that.
And I think it kind of began there. That was a for-profit radio station, so we had tons of ads. And that would play. And so I found like we had to really be ready with our question and what we wanted to say because we had such limited. I could never have rambled like I'm rambling right now on that show.
Yeah.
Commercial break. But
well,
and it's a precious platform. What you've created is a precious platform. And we want to use it to honor the guests. We want it to that the guests would feel that their time was they all have crazy, you know, we've had guests call in, right, from the range, from their trucks, from parking lots, from, you know. So
yeah.
We want
giving calves
like
enemas while they were at in Canada. Yeah. Crazy.
Or it's the time difference, you know, the time zones. So I just have always felt like it was really important to be prepared to allow them to be able to show themselves off to the best that they could in this limited amount of time that we had together.
Yeah. Well, you've done a fantastic job over these years. And I'm just sitting thinking about some of the guests that we've had on that you've introduced me to. And, you know, maybe I've introduced a few guests to you, but.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. you know, you mentioned the time zones. Clint Bradley is one that comes to mind. I think you are responsible for introducing Clint to us.
Yes.
Bringing him to our worldwide audience.
He's thinking about another Western album. So,
well, it's about time.
I'm excited that we might have some new music from Clint. Yes. And, you know, you mentioned the awards before. Unfortunately, you were not there with me to accept the award. Your spirit certainly was, but I remember both of them. I remember being in the audience for both of them. But the first one, I was shaking. I never expected our names to be read aloud. I had prepared anything to say because there was no way we were going to win anything. And when they called out our names, I was literally, my knees were shaking as I stood up from the seat and I made my way and up to the stage, and I had a very long skirt on and there were a few stairs that I had to navigate. Jerry Hall, I was so appreciative. Jerry Hall, who's a member of our board and a musician and a performer, he was right at the stairs helping people. I wouldn't have gotten up those stairs and had my skirt still on. I think I would have tripped on it if it hadn't been for Jerry Hall. And I got up there and I was shaking. And Mary Kay recorded what I had to say.
She did.
She did. Yeah.
That's how I knew that we won. Yeah.
Yeah, because I really had no idea what I was rambling. I knew there were a couple things I needed to be sure to say, but that was such an amazing thrill and so unexpected. And then, like you said, to receive it a second year, I thought, there's no way. You know, we've been honored once, and that's, you know. So when it happened the second time, I was still just couldn't believe it. And it still felt just as, you know, momentous as the first time. But, you know, for me, the award that was the most important and the most fun was giving you the Pioneer Award.
Oh, wow.
Because I presented that to you, and that's an award that comes from the board. That's an award that other people don't, you know, that's not a membership award. That's and it's not given every year. And it has lively conversation around it. And that particular year, there were, you know, a few other names that were brought up because we know we're going into that meeting that particular month. We're going to decide a few things, and so come prepared, you know. And I knew at the end of that meeting that you were going to be given that award. And, of course, I had to just keep my mouth zipped. I'm pretty good at that, but there was no way let out any. Yeah. And so I was so excited when they also decided, yes, you know, I would be the one to give it to you, that that I got to present that award to you, and that you were there for that conference and the Tennessee chapter, brand new chapter, so exciting. The people that came along and are still, of course, involved, and new voices, new singers, new songwriters, new musicians, and it all coming in with you, and then for you to receive that award. That was just, for me, I think of the awards, that was even more special, if it's possible.
Well, you're very kind. That was a total surprise. Total surprise.
We hoped it would be.
Well, it was. It was. Actually, I was looking the other day, and I thought, you know, this is something is wrong, because I was right in between Red Steagall and Baxter Black. And I thought, this is not right. I should not be here at all. I should not be here. But very appreciative. Very appreciative. Well, yeah. I want to get to a couple more songs real quickly. And this is another one that Jim Jones sent to me from the Storyteller album that will be released very, very soon. It's en route to Jim's house right now. But this is a song that he and Deanna McCall wrote together called Cowboy Heart. And let's take a listen to that and come back and visit more with Bobby Bell today on the Campfire Cafe.
You were the only one to stay, the only one who knew the way. When no one else was there, you always did your part. To tend the land, the horses and cattle, you were the one to hang and rattle. You were the only one with the cowboy heart. You were the one to hear the call, the only one of them all. Your sisters and brothers left to make a brand new start. But you knew the cowboy way, it was written in your DNA. You were the one with the cowboy heart. You got cowboy in your blood, cowboy in your heart. From the beginning you understood, you were lion bred from the start. With the wind in your face, range in your hand, make no mistake, you were born to this land. You know who you are, you got a cowboy heart. Done it any other way, 'cause you were born to rope and ride, you were born with cowboy pride. There was never a choice, you were meant to stay. Long days in the heat and cold, a mighty quick way to grow old. But there's a joy a newborn cat at a young cow's side. You never hedged your bets, you've got no regrets. You're where you're meant to be, you couldn't change it if you tried. You've got cowboy in your blood, cowboy in your heart. From the beginning understood, you were lion bred from the start. With the wind in your face, reins in your hand, make no mistake, you were born to this land. You know who you are, you got a cowboy heart. You got cowboy in your blood, you got cowboy in your heart. From the beginning you understood, 'cause you were lion bred from the start. With the wind in your face, reins in your hand, make no mistake, you were born to this land. You know who you are, you got a cowboy heart. Yeah, you know who you are, got a cowboy heart.
Jim Jones, Cowboy Heart, that is from the album Storyteller, Tales of the West. Well, Bobby, I will never forget that first conversation back in December of 2015, was it 2015? I think 2014. Wow.
It could have been 2014. It could have been 2014.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was 2014.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
we were doing some advertising with us, and we got into a conversation that lasted a couple of hours. And by the time that we finished, I had invited you to come on board as a co-host on the show. And that first show was January the 8th of 2015. And I'm going to have to go back and look that show up.
Well, it was with Rob Wolfskill, Tumbleweed Rob and the Tumbling Tumbleweeds. And we had a real special connection with that group and with Rob. And so you had said, you know, it's for show, and why don't you go ahead and invite. And I think I sent you music. Yeah, I sent you music and things. So you would feel, you know, because you weren't familiar with them, I don't think. You would feel, comfortable. And and we had them on, and he'd been on with me a couple times with that other show Around the Barn that I mentioned. But yeah, that was a thrill to start off that first show and have him and their music. And you know, Gary, that's another very special thing about our years together. It's historical. What you've captured is history, because some of our guests are no longer with us, or they're no longer together. You know.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. We lost Liz Masterson. We lost Bill Barwick. We lost Don Edwards. We've lost so many people. People that Baxter Black had been on the show with Belinda. You know, we've just lost a lot of people, but we've introduced so many people to so many wonderful artists over the years, and so that's kind of special. That is kind of special, and you have played a huge role in all of that all these years. I can't think of anybody that I know that loves Western music, and not to be a Westerner yourself, really, the Western lifestyle and the people that are involved in the Western lifestyle and the Western music. And so I know that they appreciate that, and people are going to be missing you on this show. But I just want to say this. Bobby is not going away. She has the Out West Hour that airs. Is that KUPR?
Yeah, KUPR.org.
KUPR? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And
And
Rendezvous with a Writer. And so you can watch her on Rendezvous with a Writer, and you can listen to her on the Out West Hour. So she's not going away. She is out there.
True.
And and we love you. We will miss you being on the show, and we'll miss your laughter and all that you brought to us for all these many years. And I was just thinking, I was talking to somebody, Jim Jones. The relationship that I have with you on this show has lasted longer than three of my marriages. And so
I know you've said that to me as the years have rolled along. You know, you said, well, now we've been together this many years, and that's longer.
That is right. But it's always been fun, and so you're not out of our lives. We look forward to seeing you. And the picture just popped up somewhere in my memories, I think it was, of you and I at Red Lobster. We had our picture made at Red Lobster.
Oh,
you and Jim came to Nashville.
Yeah, that was not a wonderful time, but not the best picture, but a wonderful evening.
Well, we ate well that night, and we got some pictures together. And that was our first time to actually meet in person, so that was kind of a cool deal. So anyway, you and Jim come back and visit Nashville. It's changed a lot since you were here the last time. And we'll take you out to those places.
Yeah, we would love to do that.
All right, we'll count on that. Well, we're going to wrap things up. I kind of hate to say goodbye, and So this is not goodbye. This is just so long for a while. And we'll stay in touch, okay?
Absolutely.
All right.
It's been a wonderful ride, Gary. Thank you for inviting me to be your sidekick all these years. It's been a blessing in my life. Thank you so much.
Well, we're going to miss you. And I picked out a song I think that's very special to close this segment out with. And that is a song. And Don Edwards, you know, I'll never forget with Katie Ryan, with Don the last time he was on the show. And by that time, Don was, you know, showing the results of the dementia or Alzheimer's that he had. But anyway, it's a great song by Don Edwards. It's called West of Yesterday. And we love you, and we'll miss you, Bobby.
Love you, too.
In the evening's twilight, melancholy shadows stray down the trail of memory from west of yesterday. The night's a time for thinking back to days of long ago, and my favorite cowboy hero and that famous horse he rode. They rode the open range out across the silver screen, over sawdust trails and purple sage, and in a young man's dream. Dreams don't last forever, but memories never die. Out there west of yesterday, Tom Mix will always rise. Last sundown, he watched a crimson desert sky. Do you think he knew the morning doves were singing their last goodbye? Do you think he chose this place to die? Did he plan his destiny? The answer's in the desert wind, where his spirit still rides free. He rides on heaven's range, beyond the mountain's purple haze, over stardust trails and golden clouds, in that land of endless days. It's the land where dreams come true and memories come alive. Out there west of yesterday, Tom Mix will always rise. Out there west of yesterday, Tom Mix and Tony will always rise.
Don Edwards, West of Yesterday. Well, thank you for tuning in to this very special show celebrating Bobby Jean Bell. And we'll miss her, but you can always catch her on the Out West Hour or Rendezvous with the Writer. And she is out there, and she'll be with us for a long, long time. I want to remind you that you can join us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and most other streaming platforms. Just look for Equestrian Legacy Radio, and you can always find us on our website at equestrianlegacy.net. Be sure and join us for the live show next Thursday for the Campfire Cafe in Saddle Up America, and then beginning at noon Central Standard Time on Saturday, it's live from Nashville. Thanks again for joining us, and we're going to close today with a great song from our good friend, Mr. R.W. Hampton. It's one called Silver Trails. Thanks for being with us.
Trails on the prairie, winding over the hills, not a care or a worry, it's so peaceful and still. Got the moon for my pillow, and the stars overhead, neath an old weeping willow, that's where I'll make my bed. The wind is whistling through the sagebrush tree, bright stars are shining up above, the birds are singing pretty melodies, their little song of tender love. Now that I've made my mind up, never more will I roam, I know I'm going to wind up all the prairie my home. Sagebrush trees, bright stars are shining up above, the birds are singing pretty melodies, their little song of tender love. Now that I've made my mind up, never more will I roam, I know I'm going to wind the prairie my home. I know I'm going to wind up all the prairie my home.